Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Brandon Ewing joins us now, president of the Waukegan Board of Education. We're talking about changing the name of a couple of schools in that district, Jefferson and Webster Schools. Hey, Brandon, you're on WGN. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, John. I appreciate the opportunity.
Is this going to happen, or is this just still in the works?
Still in the works. We will be taking a vote on Tuesday to actually organize two committees to look at it and possibly recommend some name changes to those schools. So it is not a done deal, but it's definitely trending in that direction.
Trending in that direction. That is, you're hearing from parents, students, the community, that they're in Waukegan, Jefferson, and Webster should not be the names of some of the schools?
Yeah, so one, neither gentleman, while definitely of national prominence, have any relationship to Waukegan or Illinois particularly. And so people in our community want more representative names for those schools. And then, in all honesty, there's some who see the historical significance of them, being that Jefferson is one of the oldest schools, so is Webster, and they've been that name for a very long time. So there is pros and cons on both sides, people in support of it and people who don't necessarily see the importance of it.
Great. But, are these grade schools, middle schools?
Middle schools.
Yeah. What do the students say right now at those middle schools?
Yeah, so right now when you talk to the students, especially more so at Thomas Jefferson, all the students that I've talked to, there hasn't been an official poll, but there was a survey that was presented to the board, or not a survey, a petition to change the name. And there were a lot of students, and when you talk to them, they understand it and would actually prefer that the name be changed.
Because Jefferson owned slaves?
That's the primary reason, yes. You know, as a founding father, and I think one of the arguments is that, you know, Thomas Jefferson, while a president and one of our founding fathers, was a complicated man, as many men are, and you can teach history without necessarily naming a building after an individual.
Brandon, how long has the, you said that, I take your point that these names, Webster and Jefferson, aren't particularly indigenous to Illinois. Jefferson didn't come from Illinois. I guess I don't know much about Daniel Webster.
Yeah, he's from Maryland.
Maryland, okay, fine. So I get that. How long, though, have these schools had those names on them?
As far as I know, since they were opened, and going back, you're talking, you know, 50s and 60s when these buildings were built.
Okay. You know, this was a going conversation pre-COVID last year. There was a lot of conversation like this. Statues were coming down. Names of streets were being changed in the city of Chicago. We haven't been paying that much attention to this. I'm a little surprised to see this percolate back up. Who's pushing this?
It's never really went away, at least not, you know, during COVID. We still have had meetings while we're meeting remotely. This kind of bubbled back up, if you want to call it an inflection point, after the murder of George Floyd in Minnesota, where community members are saying, how can we, when you start to look at the systems in place in our own communities, what things can we do to make a more accepting and reflective environment? And so as we as a district focus on equity, this conversation has been one that it has been ongoing, even in the midst of the pandemic.
I understand that Jefferson's owning of slaves is complicated, I think was your word. I mean, he did write the Declaration of Independence. Cool. I'm a Jefferson file, so I know a little bit about him as opposed to, say, Daniel Webster. And I know that he wrote into the original draft of the Constitution, pardon me, the Declaration, fully a third of it was about eliminating the slave trade in the new states. And the Congress would not approve that. And in order to get the Declaration signed, they needed to make that compromise. So there it is. He did not free slaves in his lifetime. He owned 200 of them. So he is not a perfect person, but he knew that this was coming, and he knew that this was wrong, even though he was unable to or unwilling to extricate himself from it. There's what I know about Jefferson and the slave trade. I think that you could keep Jefferson's name on a school. And I think you could keep Washington's name on a school. And then there's some people whose sins are more egregious or whose positives are not as apparent. And so it's subjective, isn't it? You kind of got to weigh the good versus the bad of somebody.
And it very much is. And that's why I use the word complicated, is Jefferson, as you eloquently described, wrote oftentimes about the atrocities of slavery. But as we have come to find out, he fathered slaves. He did not release, unlike our first president, any of those which he enslaved upon his death. And so when you go and we look at what are the values that we wanted reflected as a community, I think that's why this has to be a community decision. It can't be just the Board of Education who decides to remove the name. It's just as important as what the name will become, right? What values do we want to represent? And so Thomas Jefferson, I think, was a great president, and I say that unequivocally. But when we look at and listen to our students in the community, there are those who say we should not be honoring them with the naming of a school building.
I understand that. So while he maybe deserves this modern rebuke for owning slaves, it also seems to be a repudiation of the ideals that he espoused. I mean, he was, even though he did not live this, he said all men are created equal. And he really was a transformative figure. He was a New Age man. And so it's hard to then say, but we won't have that. You strip that name off the side of the building. Well, then don't you strip some of the goodness of Jefferson, too?
I guess I don't see it that way with the taking the name off of a building. We're not changing the curriculum. It's not as if we will no longer teach who Thomas Jefferson was and his importance to this experiment of America. Yeah. And that kind of always been my stance is you can teach about history without necessarily glorifying the individuals. And giving a more holistic view of who a lot of our American heroes were, because they were complicated men.
It's interesting you say that, because I've talked to Thomas Jefferson about this. Really, I have. And if you asked him, he'd say, I don't think my name should be on the side of a building, and I don't think I should be on a coin. Okay, so one last question for you, Brandon. Let's pause here. We'll finish this conversation in a minute. Waukegan Board of Education president. Yeah, this kind of conversation is still going on. I wonder what the composition is of your school. Just tell me a little bit more about who's there right now. Let's finish our conversation with Brandon Ewing. This is the sort of civil conversation about a controversial issue that you did not used to hear, and this is the sort of conversation we used to do on the radio before we only talked about the virus, and then the election, and then the election and the virus. Brandon Ewing is the president of the Waukegan Board of Education, so before the community, the opportunity now to change Daniel Webster and Thomas Jefferson Middle Schools. Before I ask you, let's start where we left off, Brandon. What's the racial composition of the Waukegan schools?
School district is 78% identify as Latinx, 14% identify as African American, and all other categories are considered an other.
Yeah. So mostly people of color, but mostly Hispanic, huh?
Correct. Yeah, we are a majority minority district, and our largest population is Hispanic.
It's funny because now my mind is sort of calculating how Hispanics feel about racial issues, black and white, and I don't know that that's helpful, or maybe that is what's happening here. I'm kind of surprised to hear that.
A lot of the petition signers, it's not just a black issue, it's not just black students or black community members who are vocalizing the want for the name change, right? So I think we have a very diverse community, and that means that we typically brown and black, as you talk about that, there have been a lot of efforts to support each other's issues and causes.
And that's sort of a racist, if you will, observation on my part. A white person might be offended by Jefferson's policies too. So fair enough. Okay, so then what's the next step? What happens? This is not necessarily going to happen, but it could happen. What's the next step then, Brandon?
Yeah, so next step is this upcoming Tuesday, the board meeting, the Board of Education will vote to organize two committees, one for each school building, made up of 11 different individuals from those school communities. As I told you, I think it's not the decision of what the name will be and if the name changes. At the end of the day, it is the board's decision, but we want it to be a collaborative effort. So they will come up with six names for each school, people who they think are deserving of that honor. Then those names will be voted on by that school community, and then three names will be presented to the Board of Education to select from. So that's kind of the process.
Yeah.
And the goal is to get it done by April so that the school name can go into effect beginning next year in school year 2021.
Wow. 22. Well, so are you going to try and keep it local?
I think so. We have a push to keep it local, but that there is no, we left it open. It's the old policy, actually, previous Board of Education put into their rules and their policies that you could not change a school name that was after a president. We want to give flexibility to the community. So, yeah.
You could do Obama. He's Illinois.
He's Illinois. You could. So there are tons of people who I think are deserving of that name from Illinois and from Waukegan. You know, we have Jack Benny Middle School and other middle schools. Miguel Juarez, who's named after the first Hispanic police chief, who was also a school board member. So there are tons of people from our own community, past and present, who I think are deserving of that honor.
You know, it scares me about that, where I in your position, is that we'll pick somebody and we'll, just as we're hammering the last letter into the side of the school building, we'll find out something bad about them. We go, oh.
That's my fear, too. But what we did as a board, and same, and we also don't want to have these, and I don't want to call them arguments, but you know, civil conversations. We don't want to have these kind of conversations every 2 years or every time there's a new board.
Yeah.
So once the name has been changed, we did put into our policy that the name shouldn't be revisited for at least a decade.
Decade, yeah. Okay. Dr. Brandon Ewing, nice to talk to you today. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.